From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr., and Luke Burbank. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mike Pohl from Carver, Massachusetts.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Pretty good.
Now, where's Carver?
Carver is near Plymouth, which is where Plymouth Rock is.
Oh, sure, I've been there. So you're on the Cape then?
Just close to the Cape.
You're Cape adjacent.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Mike, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what's Mike's topic?
How about if Paris Hilton plays Juliet and we let her make up her own lines?
We are taught in school to revere the classics, but let's be frank, a lot of that stuff, super boring. Well, this week we read about a fresh, fun initiative to take a classic and make it appeal to a modern audience. Our panelists will tell you three stories of people giving an old work of art a modern spin. Choose the real story, you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I hope so.
Me too. Here we go. First up, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
The timeless poems of William Wordsworth have drawn fans to England's Lake District for 200 years. But now, in an effort to make the poet more accessible to a younger audience, tourism officials have released a rap version of his centuries-old romantic classic, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. The hip-hop update on the tourism website features MC Nuts. Giant rapping red squirrel who takes viewers through the poem about the bliss of solitude. Nuts, wearing a blue jersey and yellow pants, raps through the daffodils with slightly altered verses that, quote, stay true to the original sentiment with some slight variation of the lyrics, said the tourism spokesman. To make sure the poet gets his props, the video ends with the words, respect Wordsworth.
William Wordsworth getting a hip-hop update in the Lake District. Next up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Curators at the Musée d'Orsay in Paris were growing concerned about losing art lovers to the bigger, sexier, and frankly, all-around artier Louvre Museum just down the way. So not to be outdone, the folks at d'Orsay have come up with a surefire ploy to get people in the door. Scratch-and-sniff paintings.
Ooh.
Sort of. Here's how it works. Visitors will get a whiff of lilac as they walk into the room where Van Gogh's Starry Night is on display. Cézanne's Apples and Oranges will be accompanied by, obviously, apples and oranges. We've got to great lengths to create a very authentic experience, says curator Rick Fontainebleau. And that means not every room smells so great all the time. Fontainebleau is speaking, of course, of the room where the painting Whistler's Mother is on display. It took us months to get just the right musty old person smell for that one, says Fontainebleau. Peter?
That, the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, incorporating olfactory technology to enhance the experience of their paintings. Your last story of an attempt to update a classic comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
The Family Channel has announced it will soon be airing a new comedy series inspired by Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis. With a difference. The Crawleys, as this show is called, is not about a man who wakes up to find he's been transformed into a cockroach. It's about a family of cockroaches who turn into people. At first, they have a hard time adjusting, says Andra McCollum, who plays the mom, Ophelia Crawley. They try to climb walls and hide under the refrigerator. But eventually, their natural cucarachan cleverness comes to the fore as the Crawleys insinuate themselves into every nook and cranny of school, garden club, and workplace. They also make the life of Mr. Ketchum, the local exterminator, a living hell.
All right, Mike, you have got from Roxanne Roberts the story of Wordsworth being done as a rap to bring young people to the Lake District. From Luke Burbank, a museum in Paris using scent to entice art lovers. And from Roy Blunt Jr., a TV show that is based quite loosely on Kafka's Metamorphosis. Which of these is the real story of a classic being updated?
Oh, my. They can't. None of them is true. I can't believe the French would put that smell into smells into a museum.
Yeah, they, well, every time they go in.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
They're finally doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I have to go with the last one.
You're going to go with the last one. Cockroach is the new TV show based loosely, it seems, on Kafka's Metamorphosis. Well, we're proud to present you, actually, an excerpt of this updated classic. Go.
I wandered lonely along as if I was a cloud. Notes on high over bales and fields where all at once I looked down and saw a crowd, and in my path there was a host of golden daffodils. Check it, the kind of sight that puts your mind on the
That was MC Nuts, the rapping squirrel. From Inman's Lake District. Putting a little hip-hop take on Wordsworth's daffodils. I'm sorry, but as you now know, Roxanne amazingly had the right answer. So you didn't win, but you did earn a point for Roy for what I think is a really sellable TV idea.
Yeah. That's a good idea for a show. That's
a great idea.
I registered it already.
All right. Good. I hope it works for you. Well, thank you, Mike, for playing. I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was fun.
Bye-bye.